Welcome, 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 welcome tonight. And before we start anything, let's invite the Holy Spirit in this place tonight. Because as we know, the Holy Spirit is the leader, he's the guide, he's the teacher. And anything that we do, we should rely and depend on him. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight we pray. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight, O precious Holy Father. We do welcome you by your Spirit. We thank you. Anything we've done or the day before, or even up until now, any sin we have committed, we ask you to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. That way, my God, we may be able to come boldly to the throne of grace, and we can seek mercy in the time of need. So tonight, Father God, I hide myself behind the cross and let you come forth and be glorified. Glorify through me, O Father, that men may know that you are alive and you are not dead. Men may know that your ways are just and true. Your capacity de mi kundu. Hallelujah. There's only one God and it's you, Jehovah God. So tonight we come knowing nothing. Only you know all things. Speak through me. Speak through your people. Minister, Father, from the inside out, whatever need that we have tonight. Father God, we know that you already took care of it through your Son, but we're still supposed to ask. So tonight we come, Lord God, and we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus to be here. Be present. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Your word is truth, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, we were declared that we must worship you, and we must worship you in spirit and in truth. So tonight we come. We come tonight to worship you. We come tonight to listen and hear from you. Hear your truth and not lies. We come tonight, Lord God, that you may be able to minister through us, each and every single one of us, God. Even though I'm the one who over here talking, Father God, I pray, Lord, that whatever they hear, they hear tonight, they will use it. The things that they don't need, they will reject it. Father God, I call for the spirit of rejection in their ear right now. That if that what's not needed and it doesn't make any sense to them, reject it. Oh, precious Holy Father, under the sound of my voice, I pray, Lord God, over the earways and over the byways, and even when the person is listening to this and the recording, that your anointing of the Holy Spirit will go and minister to this individual from the inside out. Lord God Almighty, Father God, I thank you. I praise you, Father, that we will set time, that when we have these meetings, Father, with you, that we will take time out, Father God, to be here and to hear what you have to say. Father, I anoint myself with oil and I move myself back that you will come forth tonight. Glorify yourself through me, oh God, and through every single individual, Lord, that want to hear from you and want to get close to you. Precious Holy Father, we welcome your Holy Spirit tonight. Yes, yes. And we bind up every spirit of confusion. Yes. Every hindering spirit. Yes. Every spirit of dictatorship. Yes, you are bound. Every church-like spirit, you are bound. Any spirit that comes want to push up their self and not you, Lord, I bind them in the name of Jesus. Let freedom reign. Let freedom ring over the earways and on the byways, because you give us freedom in the spirit. Father, as I bow before you tonight, I say, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes. Welcome, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God. You are so welcome in this place. Hey, Welcome everyone on the line. Welcome everyone. Welcome everyone. Welcome everyone. As you remember, the first of the month, if it was in April, first Thursday in April, we have our class the first Thursday and the third Thursday every month. And we also have prayer every Monday, same time at 7:30. We also have a fast that we're doing every Wednesday from 6 a.m. to 12. If you want to be a part, you just let me know in regards to the fasting. Amen. I believe that's in the future. We were having a lot of phone problems today. So some of the people, I couldn't get to send out a second reminder. They should have already have gotten an email request to be here. Praise God for that. Hopefully my phone will be back in session tomorrow. And thanks, Sonia. And she's our administration person. Was able to send out the email. So we thank you, Sonia Monique. Praise God. And I thank my husband, Kenneth, for always doing such a wonderful job. He get us set up, and I think we're still in the Army. So I'm in the Army. I'm in the Army now. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen, 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 amen. As you remember, last time we were talking, let me look at my notes. There were different things that we talk about. And it was in regards to, let me go back in here. Talk about repentance. Talk about forgiveness. And we also talk about confession. And we talk about renouncing. Because remember, no, we are talking or we're dealing with prophetic deliverance. So when you go out in the prophetic and when you start dealing with deliverance, or even when on yourself or in your family, you have to repent. The first and foremost, you have to repent from all your sins, everything. And let the enemy knows that you repent. The Father know that you repent. Because if you're still walking around in sin, there's a scripture in the Bible, if you read it in Acts, when Paul was out there, Peter was out there casting out demons and devils and all, the guy that was out there with that girl that was walking around, and that was her, basically in today's world, you would say her pimp in today's world. And when he tried to do things that Peter was doing, and the enemy jump upon him, the demons or the spirit jump out of the person and said, look, Paul, I know, Peter, I know, but who are you? Or Jesus, I know. Peter, I know, or Paul, I know. You have to go read this. It's in Acts. Maybe I'm taking out of contents. Okay? Who are you? And he whooped him. And he tore up all his clothes because he beat him. He run violently. Oh, my God. All his clothes was taken off of him. Okay? You could read it in Acts for yourself and get acquainted with the book of Acts. All right? So we talk about repentance. Then we talk about forgiveness. When you're going to go do combat with the enemy, you have to forgive every single person. It's not easy, but you just have to forgive. A lot of people do you wrong, but you still have to forgive. The word of God tells you about the gifts. The gifts does not operate without love. And there's a part. One of the part in love is love forgives. When you read 1 Corinthians 13, it basically, right there in there, it tells you love forgives. So forgiveness is a big part of deliverance. Repentance is a great part of deliverance. Those two, hey, can't deliver nobody. Can't deliver anybody. You can't deliver your neighborhood. You can't be a part of deliverance because you may end up going out there and trying to deal with these enemies or these spirits or these demonic foes, and you end up in shipwreck. End up in shipwreck. Read the book of Acts and you see what happened to even Paul. Okay? Confession. Confession. Just like you repent, you gotta confess. Repentance means you turn from your ways. You ask God to forgive you. Confession. You can confess your sins one to another. Those scriptures, we talked about them last week. I'm just going over some things that we discussed last week. If you want to get the whole thing in the entirety, you have to go back to the website, theholytabernacle.com. And then you have to renounce. How you renounce? Anything that you see that's going on in your bloodline, you renounce it. Anything that's going on in the person's life that you're praying for, you ask them what's going on with them. If the Father shows you some stuff and they start verifying it, then let the person talk. And then let them either call it out. See, like for instance, overeating. I take authority over overeating. You got to go. You can't stay here. Then the person who's believing God with you or praying with you for deliverance, then once they know exactly what's going on, it's your time now to pray with that person. So that's why tonight I say all of that to break that ground, right? To purge out everything out of us that we could go into prayer. We're only going to touch different slight little pieces of prayer, because I did something on prayer a long time ago, and there were different kinds of prayer. Tonight I'm going to talk about because prayer is the weapon. Prayer is the weapon that you could use against the enemy. You pray according to James 5:16. If you have your Bible, where's my Bible? I know I brought it in here. I think I'm going to use my phone because you know what? Your phone is a little bit faster. James 5:16. So you should look in your Bible. I'm praying in the spirit. When you pray in the spirit, if you have no interpretation, you're actually building up yourself. James 5:16. Mm-hmm. Confess your faults one to another. It says, confess your faults one to another. So I'm praying for that individual out there that needs deliverance, and they're confessing, they're talking to me, right? So it says here, confess your fault one to another, and we pray for one another that we may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So it's so important that we pray. It's so important that we agree. It's so important now that we spend time with the Father. You're spending time with the Father. You're communicating with the Father. Communicating with the Father, it builds you up. It makes you get stronger. You know the Word of God. The Word of God, which is life. The Word of God, which is powerful. The Word of God, which is a spirit. It's going to build you up. And when you go out and you start executing, because you're in the Spirit of God, you're in the Word of God, based in John 6:63, there go life. Because he said there is life in the Word. So let's look at 1 John 1:3. Not John 6:63, but 1 John 1:3. He tell you that you got to spend time with him. You got to communicate with him. You got to get up every morning and say, Father God, I welcome you in my presence, Holy Spirit of the living God. I thank you for being a part of my life. You're consecrating yourself. You're inviting him in your life. You're talking to him every day. 1 John 1:3. Okay, 1 John 1:3. You have to have fellowship with the Father. That if you've seen unheard and you declare unto you that you also have fellowship. Fellowship truly with the Father and of the Son and these things write unto you that your joy may be full. You got to have fellowship. The word of God is telling you, you need to have fellowship with your Father. Why? When you have fellowship with someone, you get to know them. You get to know the Father. You get to know about him. You get to know who he's in. You get to consecrate yourself. You have communion with him. You say, Lord, I thank you. I worship you. I thank you, Father. I need to hear from you. I need you. Build yourself up in him. Build up yourself in him. Get to know him. Get to know who he is. Spending time with him. Spending time to get to know him. How are you going to get to know him one way? They said he's a spirit. And they said John 4:21 said, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. He is a spirit. John 6:63 said, God, the words that you speak out of your mouth, they bring life. They're spirit and they bring life. Communication is the key. Get to know who he is. Read his word every day. Pray to him every day. Invite him in your presence every day. Talk to him. Ask him to lead you and to guide you. You need a communication with him. How are you going to know him if you don't communicate with him? How are you going to know him if you don't spend time with him? How are you going to know him if you don't read the word? You can't know him. You can't have an intimate relationship with him. Intimacy, just like you have with your husband or with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, or your, you know, that's what it's all about. Get to know him. You have your children, you talk to them. You talk to your children every day. You got to be their mama and their papa. You got to show them things. Say, you're doing this wrong or you're doing this right. And that's what it's all about. Communication. On a communication level. And the Father want to commute with you. You got to make a commitment. It's even start out with 5 minutes a day. And by the time you turn around, you're gone to 10 minutes. And from 10 minutes, come to 15 minutes. And then from the time you turn around, it is 20 minutes. And by the time you turn around, it's 25 minutes. By the time you turn around, 30. Then all of a sudden, 35, 40, 45, 50. Oh my God, 55? You never know. It becomes an hour. You go all the way, you start tithing your time to him. 24 hours a day, 2.4 hours? Yes. 2 hours and 40 minutes or 2 hours and 1.4 is. That's what it's all about. Communication. Getting to know him. And you see, when you know him and you know his word, that he's going to perform and he's going to do what his word said he will do, the enemy has no part and has no power. Prophetic intercession, prophetic deliverance. Oh my God, when the enemy see you coming, he has to back off. When you start praying for you and your generation, he has to run. When you start going out there and start ministering to the masses, he got to run. Why? Because you know your daddy. And you know your daddy, Father God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son of the Holy Spirit. You know that you know that you know that he knows that you know that you know. That what? Things are going to change. Things are going to change when you start communicating with him, when you start talking to him on a consistent basis. That is your friend. So communication with him is the key to know him. Paul said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. I think I have it in the front of my Bible here. That I may know him. How are you going to know him? You know him. How are you going to know him? They say in the power of his resurrection. In the power of his resurrection. When he resurrected in power. He resurrected dunamis. He resurrected. My God, Paul is saying, I want to have that power. So that means, how am I going to get that power? I have to know him. I got to know that he said what he said. He means it. I got to know what he said, that when he died on the cross and he comes back and he gave me the key, he meant it for me to have the key. He meant it for me to go out and do exploits for him. He meant it when he said I must occupy till he comes. When I go out and I see these demons, when these demons see me, they must start running and screaming. Yes, that's what it's all about. Intimacy with him, knowing who he is. Glory to God. Shakuriba Sandele. Ramokuriana Manamanakita. Glory to God. Glory to God. You have to have communion with him. Some of us need to go get some communion cups. I remember when I first started out and was doing communion with the one that you carry on, and it's the bread and everything together. People was like, oh my God. But no, people start using it. Buy yourself some of that. Buy yourself some of that. And get the scripture. Google it and find the scripture. When Jesus Christ did the Lord's Supper. I think it's in 1 Corinthians 11. I could give it to you. I think it's 1 Corinthians 11:25. Let me see. I don't know it off the top of my head. But I think so. 1 Corinthians 11, let me see. I believe it is, verse 25. Yeah, 23, yeah, that's it at the end. And then 24, he says, give thanks and break bread and say, take ye, eat. Yeah, so that's the right scripture. Get yourself some communion cup. Get it. And then you could take up, I take up 1 Corinthians 11:25-26. My husband and I, we could do that. I mean, that's one of my instructions that I get from the Father. So we communicate together. Okay? You got to get to know Jesus. You got to get to know him. You got to get to know your dad. You got to get to know the Holy Spirit. You got to get to know what the three of them signifies. What the Father does, what the Son does, what the Holy Spirit is left back here to do. Get your Bible and start reading and start communicating and start falling in love with Jesus. What is the Holy Spirit here? What is the Holy Spirit here for on this earth? What is the Holy Spirit job? You got to know this thing. You got to go into John 14, I think. See, I'm out of my passage here. All the things, I'm going over something different. I'm ministering to you now by the Spirit. John 14. I don't even know John 14. The Comforter. That's what we need right now. We need the Comforter. He's the one who's going to lead you and guide you into all things. Show you things to come. When you go out there to minister deliverance, When you go to deliver, the Holy Spirit is going to help you. The Holy Spirit is going to help you. The Holy Spirit is going to ignite you. The Holy Spirit is going to open your mouth. The Holy Spirit is going to show you things. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. He's going to minister to you. He's going to open up doors that no man can shut. He's going to close the doors that need to be closed. The Holy Spirit is the one, is the one, is the one, it's the one. That's who you need. Holy Spirit of the living God, we need to get closer to you. We need to get closer to you. I have this thing from one of the ministry that I was in. And I used to get up and we used to pray how to be spirit led. And I said, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. I believe that you have sent me the Comforter to abide with me forever. Oh, I need you to abide with me forever. Lord God Almighty, you need to get the scriptures. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Spirit of truth. He teaches all things. He brings all things to your remembrance. Oh my God, ask him, if you don't know how to speak in spirit, in the tongues, the tongues is different. It's totally different. Once you give your life to Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God lives inside of you. But then you have a gift that they call speaking in tongues, a gift according to 1 Corinthians 12. I think so. I think it's 1 Corinthians 12. Yeah, let me check it. Lakita, natiki, nanokoti, makota, la makote, loshikita. When I'm praying in the spirit, if I have no interpretation, I always tell you guys, I'm building up myself. Lokotande, yatana matando kotalaba. Musti mate, fire on the Holy Ghost. Yes, it is 1 Corinthians 12. Go and ask the Holy Father, to give you, oh Maliki, give you the gift, give you that gift of speaking in tongues, give you that gift of opening your mouth and let the Holy Spirit come through you. That's a power gift. That doesn't mean that you don't have Jesus living inside of you. He's a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He lives in your body. He lives in your heart. But speaking in tongues is something totally different. It is a gift from the Holy Father. And if you need it tonight, you could put your hands up and you could open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit, in the name that is above every name, Jesus, let the Holy Spirit move through your belly. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you from the inside out. From this moment on, he guides you. He show you things to come. He will testify of Jesus. He will not testify himself. He's going to testify of Jesus. Whatever I hear Jesus said, that's what he's going to tell you. You have to communicate with him. You have to spend time with him. Do you want to be a person that cast out demons and cast out evil spirit? You have to spend time with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yes, he's a spirit. Yes, he's a spirit. Yes, you need to have communications with him. Yes, that's what he's looking for. He is looking for a people that he can move through, that he could do exploit through. Don't you see what's going on in this world right about now? The world is turning upside down. Everybody walking up and down with the gun. I tell you, but Calicita, don't be weary. I think it's in Matthew 24. Lekina tikunima. Don't be weary. When you see these things are happening, it means the time is short. The time is here. Niki nana. Niki noy. Niki yana. Ninona. Natinana maha. Matthew 24. Read it. It talks about the signs of the end time. Jesus is coming. Don't get too caught up in houses and land. Get caught up into the people that lives around you, that you need to live and let them see Christ living inside of you. Don't be backbiting, tearing down, gossiping, garbage, foolishness in and out. Speak God's word. Live his life. Let his life live through you. I am trying this in my life every day. I want to be like Jesus. I want to hear from Jesus. Matthew 24. Knowing that the day of the hour is coming, the Son of Man is getting ready to burst through the sky. But tell you what, we can rest assured. Because I don't believe all the nations have been. When all the nations hear about Jesus? When all the nations hear about Jesus? Oh, yeah. So you do your part. You get yourself cleaned up. And you get to go out and you get to deliver. You go out and deliver God's people. Going to the dungeon and ungeon. That's not a word, but I'm putting that in there. That means I'm saying going to the highways and the byways and be Isaiah 45 verse 3. What does Isaiah 45 verse 3 say? And you know what? Let me tell you something. When you go out there ministering, you should be able to have the eyes of the Spirit. We're talking about the supernatural in the natural. Isaiah 45, Isaiah 45, verse 3. My indeed, Kutilaba. And I will give thee, listen to this, hey, get yourself cleaned up, get yourself prepared. Do you hear me? Do you hear me, Joy, Jennifer, Jean, Julianne, get yourself prepared. I will give thee the treasures of darkness. and hidden riches. You know some hidden riches in secret places? You know some hidden riches in secret places? Regina, you know some hidden riches in secret places? He will give you kingdoms of darkness. He will give it to you. Those kingdoms of darkness out there, Claudette, them kingdoms of darkness out there, Sonia, the kingdom of darkness out there, those kingdom of darkness out there, Lady J, those kingdom of darkness out there, Lady D, Root E, those kingdom of darkness out there. Some of the people on here, I just see their phone number. Some of them I recognize, some of them I don't. Galaxy J, 7-star, he will give you the kingdom. 443-06 or 66018, he will give you the kingdom. You just have to spend time with him. You just got to get to know him. Called thee by name. I'm the God of Israel. The God of Israel. Your daddy. Your Jehovah. Listen to this. I have this name here. Your Father God. Your Creator, which is Elohim. Will give to you treasures of darkness. Those darkness out there, they will become your treasures. They will become your treasures. Do you want to have treasures tonight? Do you want to have your old generation just turn around and give their life to Jesus tonight? Myself. Hey, daughter. Hello, my sweetie. I love you, my baby girl. Hey, praise God. I love you. Hey, let me tell you, you want your whole generation, you want your entire generation to come to know Jesus Christ. You want your entire generation to come to know him. You want to know when you go out and you start minister in the massive, doing exploit for Jesus Christ. Do you want to know? Tell you what, get yourself to know him. Get acquainted, just wrapped up. If you don't know what to do, just take out your Bible. Open your Bible and just start reading. Nobody tell you to go in and spend 24 hours. I didn't say that. Now, if the Father tell you to do that, do that. If you're disobedient, repent. There's a lot of things that I have to repent for. Hey, nobody's perfect. I know I'm not. Repent. Ask God to forgive you. If you want to be an Isaiah 45, verse 3, where you go into the massive, where you're able to go in and you're able to do combat and you're able to go into Zion and you're able to tear down stuff oh my God, if you like you go into the African Ishiko community. Yes, when you go over into the African community and you see all these spirits and these spirits just start manifesting themselves, how are you going to take them down if you're not committed to the Spirit of God? You got to be clean. You got to be clean. You have to be holy. My God. You have to be led also by your Spirit. And that's prayer I was saying. I was talking about I receive the Spirit, which is of God, that I may know all things freely that is given unto me from God. That I become now spiritually minded. That the life that now lives in me is the life of the Spirit. That is what I want. I want to be able to be, say, like a plywood, pliable. That I just move that. The Spirit said, move. I want to be able to move with the Spirit. The Spirit says, sit. I want to be able to sit. He says, stand. I want to be able to stand. Open your mouth. I want to be able to open my mouth. When I go out there, when I see evil spirit, I want to be able to cast it out. Cast it out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He said, occupy until he comes. How are you going to occupy? How are you going to occupy until he come? You can't occupy until he come in your same way. You can't occupy till he come in your same. Do you remember when Jesus was passing and when them spirits see Jesus? He said, why do you come to torment me before the time? Why do you come to torment me before the time? Why do you actually come here? That's what the demon's supposed to say when they see you in the area. They're supposed to start freaking out. And sometimes you don't even have to say nothing. They just start fleeing. I was in a house in Orlando where this man was demonizing us. And one day I was sitting down in the dining area. Sitting in the dining area. And I got up. He was in the living room sleeping. And I got up from the dining area, walking around to go up to the living room. And the man started screaming in his sleep. And then when I passed him to go into the bedroom, this ear stand upon my hand. You know what that is? You know what that is? I was dealing with a demon. I was dealing with a spirit. And I went into the room and I said to my husband, did you hear that? My husband say no. And then I said, I wonder if Trisha hear that. He said, no, Trisha's not going to hear that because she have her TV on. And so I went in the bathroom. And I sit down. I said, Lord, what the hell? He said, you remember when I was walking? You remember when I was walking and the demon see me and start screaming and said, and I said to the demon said, why do you come to torment me before the time? Why do you come to torment me before the time? And the demon say, okay, Jesus must consult with him and say, look, where you want to go? He said, send me to the pigs. Authority. That's authority. That is authority. And remember now, he spent time with the dad. He went to dad and he talked to his father. He interceded with his father. He prayed with his father. He communicated with his father. He spent time with his father. 40 days and 40 nights, he was in the wilderness with his dad before he come out and start doing anything, any kind of demonic stuff, any kind of water into wine. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, people. I tell myself this too. We're going to have to get ourselves in order. What's coming down the pike? People are manifesting all different type of spirit and they know you. So when you show up in front of them, they're going to whoop your butt. I know somebody, when I was in Manchester ministering, somebody come and told me, there was a guy up in a church. And he said he's supposed to be some kind of big thing in the church, some kind of big minister. And there was in a basement casting on spirit. And he went to the person who was demonized and said to the person, you know who I am? And the person said, yes. Who am I? You are dopey. That means you're a demon. He couldn't cast out the demon because the demon know him. I'm in Manchester. And there was a lady over there that I was ministering one night, and the Spirit of God told me, I want you to stop ministering. I want you to make a left, and I want you to go down into the... There was a bathroom back there. When I went down in the back, this lady was in there with her hand in the ear, casting, calling down all kind of demonic swords. And I have to yell out to her and ask her what she's doing. Well, it comes to the fact that we have to cast out not them spirits off of her and cast it off of her daughter also. Next time she come back to church... Some of the people, them who was there ministering, and then see the spirit come down and they calling themselves prayer. We were praying and everything and stuff like that. That lady looked at one of the person in the minute, because I was at the pulpit. And I walked down there and the lady looked at one of the person and said to the person, you can't touch me. You demons know. You can't touch me. And she turned to me and she said, you are the only person who can touch me. Let me tell you something. That doesn't mean I was living better than anybody else. But at that time, in that setting, I have authority to drive out demonic force because that's the ministry that I was called into. That's a difference. Don't you dare think you're high and mighty, walking around living in all your little oopoo boopoo, and think about you're going to go out. These demons know us. I got to get clean. And you got to get clean, baby. You got to get clean. And I got to get clean. We got to stay connected to the vine. And once we are connected to the V-I-N-E-E-E-E-E, there's going to be no evaporation. Oh, yeah, because we're not intelligent enough to evaporate. But the Holy Ghost knows how to evaporate the enemy, and he's going to tell you how to do it. He's going to tell you, he's going to teach you how to do exploit. He's going to teach you how to look at the enemy and just open your eye, and they got to drop to your knees. And you just say, up and out. Out. Oh, get out. Get. Hey. If you want to get it layman stuff, get to step in. Okay? Yeah. Or get H-E with a double L's. I'm out. Get out. Some of you acting like you're astute. You can't speak. You can't do nothing. Look, I was not raised in nobody's church. I'm supposed to be gangster rock. I was called to the prostitute. So anybody on this line who was called to go and talk, scriptures, prophecy, you ain't talking to me because I am on. Cut. Okay. I was called to the prostitute. I was called to the homosexual. I was called to the person out there with their reefer. You call it ganja in my country. I was called to the down and out. So don't come expect me to start talking pretty. I was called to the drug dealer. I was called to the crooks, the thief, and the robbers. Oh, I was called to the whoremonger. I was called to the street. You can't come deal with me and tell me how to talk. Oh, no, it ain't going to work. No, it's not going to W-O-R-K. And I'm kind with it. You understand me? I'm very, very kind in what I'm saying. I was called to street. And I know how to do combat in the street. I know how to move my weight. I may be overweight, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I know how to move and I know how to shimmy. Ain't no demon up in hell going to come up in my face and tell me about a rock and roll because I know how to rock and roll. And if I go on and I can't come up, I better have a Batman to help me up off the floor because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go down in the spirit and doggone it, the Holy Ghost is going to get me back up because my life is hid with him. My life is hid with him. And if he called me and if he can't preserve me, I don't want him. Even God better get out of my face. I don't know what kind of God you serve. I don't understand the God that you serve. But I'm telling you right now, the God that I serve understands everything about me and you. So if you go to him acting like you're going to an ear, somebody call you to preach, and you're over there, oh, with your Bibles and your books. Hell, do 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 do. Yeah, cause and you go home and you're a dog in the house. Dog, but outside, oh damn. Oh, let me tell you, man. You get me like this out here, you're gonna get me like that in my house. I'm nice out here, I'm nice inside. Because you know what? I was called for street warfare. Yeah. I was called to put the devil on the run. Yeah. Don't you know what happened to me today? My phone is messed up. I can't even text nobody. But I could get text, but I can't text nobody. And I refuse to be down. Thank God I have my daughter, my admin, and my husband. So I'm telling you, in the future, you listen for you. Whenever we're supposed to have meetings on Monday, the prayer, and then Thursday, if you're in the class, please look for the email because my job is only supposed to give an enhancement. Like say, you know what I mean? Like send it out to somebody. But it's going to be coming to email. We got to get with the program. My husband used to tell me a long time ago, get with the technology takes over. So I myself have to go on YouTube. Just like you go on YouTube to get your music, go over there and go do some pictorial. I might have to go do something on Zoom. I might have to go do something on email. I might have to go do something. I have to do something because we're living in technology age. You can't sit back and play dumb. My husband was telling me to you for years, I got to do this and I have to, and I never did. It's time to wake up. Prayer is the key. Intercession is the key also. What is intercession? Somebody called me, I could put it like this. They called me and they said, I want you to agree in prayer with me. So that means I'm standing in a gap with you. I do that all the time, every single day, Matthew 18, 18, 19 to 20. I'm standing in the gap. I am standing in the gap with someone, standing in the gap. If you look at Jeremiah 7, 16, write these scriptures down because time is an essence. You're standing, you're interceding, you're standing in the gap for someone. When you do a Jeremiah 7, you could read the whole book of Jeremiah 7. Just take some time out. These scriptures that I'm giving to you, just take some time out and look them over. Spend some time with your king. Jeremiah 27, 18. Just spend some time. Job 21, 15. You're standing in the gap between you and that person. You're standing, you said, and you're going to God on that person's petition. And that's what you're doing too when you go out there in deliverance. Because some of these people, they don't know. They're not even saved. Sometimes when I'm in meetings or if I'm walking on the street, because I remember when I used to go out on the street and do street ministry and people coming down the street, they're coming down the road and I'm just walk over to them and talk to them and they'd be wondering, how in the world does she know this? The spirit of discernment. The spirit of discernment, if you read it in 1 Corinthians 12, discerning of spirits. Discerning, you're able to know what's and the Father. You don't know, but the Father give you that insight. And what you do, you're verifying. I do verification because the Bible say, try the spirit and see if it's of God. Trying the spirit, I mean, it's not me. So when somebody come to me and they come down, and another thing that I don't like is when they come and they say they want you to pray. I'm not praying anymore like that. You have to have an idea what you want to pray for because I'm not going to intercede for any, just anything. Okay, I'm not going to do that. You may be praying that you want somebody else's husband, and I'm over here say, oh, yes. No, it ain't going to be no more quiet prayer. What are we going to stand and believe God for? So in other words, if you come with something that's out of line of the word of God, I could be able to counsel you and let you know that I can't really stand for that. I can't really believe God for that because it's not scriptural. Okay, but a lot of times people say they have secret prayers. No, it ain't going to be no secret prayers with me. It's between us and God. What do you want us to pray for? What do you believe in God for? What are we interceding for? What I'm agreeing with God with you for? And then you tell me, and then we can agree. What if I'm going to go, oh, somebody see this man, oh, white lady's wife or this lady's husband, and say, that's what I want. And then you come and say, I just have a secret prayer, whatever word you want to call it. And I said, oh, yes, I believe God. With what? No. And then I put out a fleece for you. Oh, no. When you come, basically come, you don't really have to have a scripture, but just let me know what we're believing God for. And then we can go together and find the scripture and see if it fits you then. And then we pray about it. But it ain't going to be no secret prayer because it ain't going to work. Nobody with it. Don't call me about no secret prayer. You can't explain the kind of prayer you want. We ain't talking. And another thing, the people should be trained to know how to go to God for themselves. Know how to train, be trained to know how to go to God for themselves. So if we're in a congregation and it's only the pastor and his wife and his family, something is wrong. Everybody is a minister in the Bible. Read Mark 16. Verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. He didn't say for you to be no minister. Yes, they do have the fivefold ministry where you're equipped and sent out for ministry. But let me tell you, are you going to be able to call your pastor when you're out there in your job that needs to prepare your gift? Oh, hold on a minute, call my pastor. No, you should be able to be equipped to say, okay, all right. All right, can we you know, that goes somewhere where we can pray. Because right now on these jobs, they don't want you to really pray, you know, make a big thing. And we go somewhere and we pray. You think I could call my, where's my pastor going to be? Oh, you can't get in touch with the pastor because he's in a meeting. Oh, the secretary, you can't talk to the pastor. Oh, no, you can't talk to the pastor. The pastor is a man just like I'm a woman. The pastor is a spirit just like I'm a spirit. So you need to know the word for yourself. You need to study to show yourself approved. In Timothy, it tells you that. No. No. Intercession. Standing in the gap. I'm not saying you can't call me. We believe God. And we stand in the gap for each other. Because we all need each other. We all need each other. But if you start depending on somebody, they're going to say, I'm not no psychic. God used me in the realm of a prophet or a prophetess. Women are prophetess, men are prophets. And then he might take me out in the fivefold and say, you know, apostle, we'll raise up people or stuff like that. But I'm not responsible for them. The Holy Ghost is responsible for them. I'm only here. Then we talk about petition. Oh, God. Praying that God will meet the need of the other person. So the person's over there crawling and bawling. Oh, God, I don't know what to do. That's where you come in. You stand in the gap and meet their needs. Help them with what they're going through. You can find that in Luke 11, verse 9. Pray that God will meet their needs. Petition is like making an appeal and a request. You're asking. And you're pressing towards God and asking God, touch this person. Touch them, Lord God. I need, they need a touch from you, Lord. They need, these demons need to come out. Get out, get out. So you're appealing. You're telling them to go. And you can find also in Acts 25. That's when Paul was arrested. And Paul said, you know what? I'm going to appeal to you. I'm going to let you know. If you find anything wrong in me, anything that you see that's wrong in me, I ask you right now to kill me. But if there's nothing else, release me. You can find it in Acts 25, 11 to 12, verse 21 and 25, and Psalm 77, 10. So Acts 25, verses 11 to 12, and 21 to 25, or 21 and 25, and also Psalm 77, 10, make an appeal. You're appealing for the person. Just like when a person goes to court and they give the person a sentence and they said, you know what? I'm going to appeal that sentence. It was not right for me to get that. So you really put in a petition for that person. And that's what this is all about. I'm appealing for my generation. The enemy is not supposed to come in and try to take my generation down. Any kind of spirits that I see in my generation, I'm supposed to take a piece of paper, write it down, and start dealing with my generation. Generational curse, whatever is in my generation, I start dealing with it. I start driving it out. I start commanding it to go. I said, the blood of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over every kind of incest, over any kind of homosexual spirit, over any kind of sexual spirit, over any kind of lust, over any kind of gluttony, over any kind of alcoholic spirit, over any kind of nicotine. Anything in your family, poverty, loneliness, bitterness, plead the blood of Jesus. Rejection, you just plead the blood of Jesus. You take authority over it. When you see that in that person that you're ministering to, you drive it out. But before you start driving out, you start doing verification. You start talking to that person. You start asking that person, you know anything about your family line? You know anything about your bloodline? Did they ever do this? Did they ever do that? Because you're seeing it in the spirit and you're going to tear it out. The person might say, yes, this is what's going on. Yes. And then you bind it up and you cast it out. In the name of Jesus, you break it down and you bind it up in the name of Jesus. I have a couple more and then I'm going to finish. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So appeal for someone or something, making a petition for that person on that person's behalf, making an example in the court. You go to the court, you say, look, the other side over there was lying. They didn't have all the information on my client. There were some stuff that need to come in on my client. My client didn't do this. So I have to appeal this case. And that's the same thing you do. You're appealing. You're going to say to Father, you show this to me. So now I'm standing in the gap for your daughter or for your son. And I'm telling the demon, you got to go. You cannot stay here. You got to come out. You can't stay in here. I'm standing as a proxy. And you got to get out. You got to go. You got to go. You open up the whip. Whip him with the whip of correction. You got to get out. You can't stay here. You got to go. Shekonaba. You got to go. You cast it out. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Kondalaba. You plead the blood. You command him to leave. Banshekolaba. And by the time you know it, the person start either bopping their eyes, start vomiting or puking or whatever. Shingolaba. And then you stop applying the blood. You got to go. You got to go. You cannot stay here. Call it out. Call it out. Call it out. Call it out. Minikutaboda. Call it out in the mighty name of Jesus. And by the time you know the person is free, by the time you know the person is free, supplication is also the next thing. Basically like petition. Supplication is basically like non-petition. You're applying and you're pleading. So you're pleading, you're pleading. Oh God, have mercy on your daughter. Have mercy on your son. Have mercy. I'm standing in the gap, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that you clothed me in your righteousness. I thank you that you clothed me and you send me out into the marketplace to do exploits for you. I thank you that I'm clothed in your righteousness. I thank you that the power of the Holy Spirit is in me. I thank you that I am moved in the spirit, and I could move from location to location. I thank you, Father God. This person may have some African spirit on there. I bind it up. I drive it out. The spirit of witchcraft, I command you to go in the mighty name of Jesus. The lying tongue, I command you to go. Any kind of spirit, water type spirit, oh my kola, spirit of a snake. Because Father is showing you these things, and you start calling them out. Snake type spirit, Leviathan, Ilakoshika, Labasata, any kind of danger, spirit of debt, and you just start marching it out and taking it out in the spirit. Look, any matando, oh, war in the spirit. That is what you do. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But by prayer and by supplication, you're making yourself known. Making yourself known unto God. Father, we thank you this night. I could feel the Holy Spirit all over my body. Father, I praise your word tonight. In you I move and I have my being. Certainly there's no other God beside you. I close my eyes and I say, Holy Spirit of the living God, I welcome you now, this day. Change. Change. Change just now. Change just now. Change. That's now. From the inside out. Lift up your hands to him right now and ask him to change you from the inside out. Let the Holy Spirit of the living God come now and change us, I pray. Father God, I thank you. Father God, I praise you. Father God, I worship you. In you I move and I have my being. Certainly, certainly, there is no God beside you. You reign in the heavens and you reign in the earth. Let your kingdom come now and let your will be done in the heavens and in the earth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. For God reign. The anointing of God is so strong in this place. I could feel your presence all around. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your beautiful spirit, Lord. Thank you for your sweet smelling savor, God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you now, oh precious Holy Spirit. Thank you now in Jesus' mighty name. Oh boy. Thank you for being on the call. I am like, hi, and my whole body is in a different place. I could honestly tell you right now, I'm in the presence of the King. And you yourself can be transported into the heavens because he's no respecter of person. And I could bow before you, O King. And I could declare, you are my King. You're my Lord, and you're my Savior. Oh, precious King. Amen and amen. Good night, everybody. God is good.